This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, number 1312. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 19th, LRA 36 Antarctica coming back, the end of English from Ecuador, tidying up some schedules from Europe, reactivations from Ghana, Equatorial Guinea, Somalia, Philippines, frequency changes from Turkey and Tibet, digital broadcasting update, and the propagation outlook. Manuel Mendez in Lugo, Spain, had been a regular listener to Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, LRA 36, in Antarctica. However, he had not been hearing it since the end of last year, nor could he get a reply to his emails to the station. So he asked Gabriel Ivan Barrera in Argentina to phone the Esperanza base in Antarctica and find out about the status of the station. Report came back from Gabriel Ivan Barrera that they were going to reactivate on Monday, the 17th of April, on their usual schedule, Monday through Friday from 18 to 21 UT on 15476. It seems they'd been inactive because of some antenna problems for several weeks. However, there were no reports of anyone hearing it on April 17th or 18th. And the first hour, as always, is blocked by Gabon, so try between 19 and 21 UT on 15476. Fortunately, that frequency range is otherwise quite clear now, unlike during the previous season. Furthermore, as they get closer to the winter solstice down there, it's quite possible the propagation will be fading out before 21, so best to check at 19 UT. Last time we had a report that Uruguay appeared to be gone from shortwave with no stations currently active. But now one is back, although still very difficult to hear at any distance. Celuro Mais in Brazil reported in Atividade de Xix, April 17th, that Emissora Ciudad de Montevideo was heard in Porto Alegre, Brazil, not far away, April 14th at 17:55 on 9650, with an excellent signal. Another reactivation of interest, Radio Ijimani in Bolivia, 6025. Manuel Mendez in Spain told the X-Listening Digest he heard that on April 13th at 23:44 with a football game. It was weak to very weak and completely blocked at 23:58. By China via Albania and English on the adjacent frequency 6020. Since this was an important football game, we suspect it may have been just back for that occasion, but it certainly bears further checking. Yet another reactivation in a neighboring country, Brazil, Radio Globo on 25 meters. Celiro Mais reported to the Radio Escutas group that he heard from Joseny Luiz Gonçalves de Castro in Paraná that Radio Globo in Rio has resumed transmitting on 11805. At least it was heard during the afternoon and evening of April 18th. In fact, he'd written the station a couple of months before, urging them to resume shortwave broadcasting. There are two Brazilians on 4915. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard them both and explains how to tell them apart. Sebenye Anyangera Goiânia was heard April 8th until sign-off at 0200. With mentions of Anhanguera, brief music breaks, it was strong but mixing with a slightly weaker Radio Difusora Macapá. Now the first station in Goiânia was parallel on 11829.94 variable with a fair signal and a weak signal parallel on 6080. After it signed off, of course, the other one could be heard, Radio Difusora Macapá, on a slightly different frequency, 4915.04. He says it had a good signal then, past 0215 with some Brazilian ballads and ID. Dino Blois in Florida, Mark Fussmeyer in 9IWF, and Howard Box in Tennessee called our attention to the April 15th DX party line from HCJB. Doug Weber was talking with Alan Graham about the final close down of English broadcasts from PIFO Ecuador by HCJB. The final broadcast will be May 6th. Of course, it's only 2.5 hours a day between 11 and 1330 UT on 12005 and, if you can hear it, 21455. He said they weren't getting much response to what's left of their English service and were going to concentrate more on Spanish and English as a second language, Spanish and other programming. It was not yet decided whether DX Party Line program itself would continue. It is, of course, broadcast already via Australia, WWCR, and WRMI. Certainly the end of an era, no more English, direct from HCJB. Many of us have fond memories of that being one of the first shortwave stations we heard, thanks to its formerly dominant signals from the tropics. We also have a somewhat earlier press release from HCJB saying they've begun dismantling the shortwave radio antennas at PIFO. 30 towers at the site have to come down by December of next year. To make way for the new airport, some of the lower towers will not interfere, but they're going to take them down too. As we reported previously, at least in Spanish on Mundo Radial, Colombia's government broadcaster, RTVC, has been beefing up its medium wave stations around the country. At least one of them has been DX'd. In the UK, the one on 680 kHz at Sabana Grande near Barranquilla. Since it's not yet in the listings, it was at first an NID by Barry Davies of the medium wave circle. He heard it around 0530 UT. Barry McLarnon in Ottawa, Ontario also heard them at 0400, IDing as Radio Nacional de Colombia. Prompted by Manuel Mendez on the Noticias de X forum, QSL manager for Venezuelan shortwave station Jorge Garcia Rangel explains the situation at Radio Amazonas. The transmitter, nominal 4940, has some technical problems because of all the fluctuations in electrical voltage. In fact, it has been seriously damaged. That's what causes it to jump around different frequencies when it is on the air. We're still waiting for a technician to come in and repair it. The QSL service has also been suspended temporarily because they've run out of QSLs and are waiting for more to be printed. So he asks for a lot of patience. However, he promises that everyone who has sent a reception report will eventually get the QSL card. We also have a message from the manager and director of Radio Verdad in Guatemala. He set out to Radio Friends in English on April 5th. Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid tells us, I have very good news. After 9 months of difficulties, we've installed a new electronic module on our transmitter, and it is working fine. We're also happy the factory has offered to produce any parts we need in the future. Let us know how it sounds, and we'll transmit on the Internet very soon. The Zapatista clandestine Radio Insurgente, probably in Chiapas, Mexico, is still being heard. At least if you're in Florida, but it's getting more and more difficult as summer approaches. And they apparently have shifted 1 hour earlier due to daylight time. Terry Kruger in Clearwater says, I heard them Friday, April 14th, on 5999.95 from 2001 UT until tune out at 2120. He started listening at 1920, but heard nothing until just after 2000, which may have been their sign-on time or fade-in. Later on, at 2050, there was interference from a big open carrier, probably Havana. And after that, Italy in Arabic. As for the programming content on Radio Insurgente, it says it was mostly M&W babble, with a few vocals. The female reminded me of the old Radio Venceremos reader. The sporadically active licensed Mexican station XEXQ at the University of SLP made another appearance on 6045. Julian Santiago in the Distrito Federal was hearing it on April 12th at 2200 UT, he said, with very good signals. I heard it the next couple of mornings on 6045, around 1300. However, on Saturday the 15th, they were not on as early as 1300, but were on after 1330 with classical music. But since then, checked just about every morning, missing again. This may not be reliable either, but Radio Havana Cuba was back on 11760 for their English broadcast at 2030 UT April 6th. For a while, they'd been only on the much weaker signal 9505. This transmission used to be designated for Europe, but lately I think they only expect to reach North America and the Caribbean. Five U.S. senators have sent a letter to Bush asking to stop the cuts to the Voice of America. You can see a reproduction of it at the website of the union representing VOA workers, www.afge1812.org. The senators are Mikulski, Sarbanes, Durbin, Landrieu, and Feingold. We've been hoping that Adrian Peterson would resume participating in AWR Wavescan with his seemingly inexhaustible supply of historical information. And now he says he is writing scripts for them again on an approximately quarterly basis. The April 30th program is to be one written by him, among other topics, the history of radio broadcasting in Singapore. And in addition to the four times mentioned previously when Wavescan is now carried on WRMI, the additional time is UT Tuesday at 0430 on 9955. In the past couple of weeks, several reports have reached us about new low-power radio transmitters on billboards advertising Hondas in various parts of the U.S., and these appear on frequencies in the X-band, although I suppose they might appear on some lower channels if necessary. These appear to be audio tracks from 60-second spots also seen on television involving a platypus and a beach crab. Terry Kruger in Florida says there are a couple in the Tampa Bay area, one on 1650 and another on 1690. There's supposed to be one somewhere in New York on 1660. Eric Berger in the Detroit area says he hears one on 1610, despite the proximity of Ann Arbor WAAM 1600. Brian Layton, ABDX in the Los Angeles area, hears one on 1680 just east of Laurel Canyon. Yet another in Baltimore, reported by Raymond Humbert, on 1640. This was discussed at DCRTV.org. Mike Brooker in Toronto tells IRCA, after being silent for almost a year, the Pearson International Airport Station, CFYZ 1280, returned to the air April 14th. If you think you've heard one airport TIS, you've heard them all. CFYZ had live AM and PM drive time programs with real live hosts. They probably pulled better numbers than some of the Toronto market bottom feeders, such as the former Mojo 640. Not only has BBC World Service made drastic cuts in shortwave usage for English to the Americas, but also Spanish. Dino Blois in Florida said he was no longer hearing BBC at the usual time and frequencies, probably referring to midnight to 01UT, because that transmission has been canceled, although it appeared on early schedules for the A06 season. According to the website, the only Spanish left on BBC shortwave is at 03 to 04UT to Central America and the Caribbean on 6110 and 7325. On number 1310, we had a report of a brief news capsule in English from YLE Radio Finland at 1255 UT on 15400 and 13715. But that must have been a fluke. I've looked for it a number of times since, and no sign of English, just Finnish. The Radio Belarus external service remains hard to hear. In fact, some listeners in North America were wondering if it's still on the air. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania did hear it April 8th at 0200 on 5970 opening English. It was weak, but reception even worse, barely audible on the parallel 7210. This could be why DX Mix News in Bulgaria says the so-called North American service at 01 to 03 is on azimuths of 255 and 270 degrees respectively. That's aimed more at South and Central America than at North America, even though the powers are supposedly 250 and 100 kilowatts. And there's a third frequency on the schedule, 6170, 150 kilowatts at 245 degrees. By the way, the English broadcast at 0200 is not on the air every day of the week, just certain days of the week. Under the circumstances, we wouldn't blame you for listening instead to their English file on demand from their website. A recent show for April 7th had an interesting interview with longtime Swedish DXer Ulmark Vik, as pointed out by Henry Clements. www.tvr.by/eng/progrb.asp. By the way, DX Mix News says there's also a relay of Radio Belarus Minsk Home Service Program 1 at 04 to 07 on new 11930, 100 kilowatts, 75 degrees. This is the non-commercial, non-communist, non-corporate, non-Cumbri and non-Christian DX program, World of Radio, number 1312. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Much more at our website, worldofradio.org. I hope you heard the program we released last week, World of Radio Extra 66. Unfortunately, once again, there were problems in getting it on the air at all the scheduled airtimes via our shortwave affiliates. Since they're so close to the variable maximum usable frequency, our broadcasts via WRMI 9955 are often inaudible here, sometimes audible, and on Saturday, April 15th at 0400, Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was astounded by the tremendous, practically local signal. So let's hope that keeps up. Furthermore, the new April edition of Mundo Radial, my monthly quarter hour in Spanish, is now available via worldofradio.org and on WWCR Fridays and Mondays at 2113 on 15825, Sundays at 1030 on WRMI 9955. Also, check our website for approximately weekly updates on Tuesdays of John Norfolk's compilation of DX, SWL, and media programs. George Sherman in Minnesota tells Primetime Shortwave that the English quarter hours from Croatian Radio via Germany 9925 are now heard at 2215 UT and at 0200. However, on occasion I've noticed they're only more like 5 minutes with music fill. Since IRRS, based in Milan, Italy, will not give out any information about their actual transmitter sites, there was a discussion about this in bclnews.it, the question raised by Ika Birvert. Reply from Giampiero Bernardini in Milano, quoting Dario Monferini, the old transmitter of IRRS, based in Cassano d'Adda, 30 kilometers east of Milano, is no more in use. They use other transmitter sites because they're cheaper than the 7-kilowatt Telefunken, which has been repaired many times. But the programs are well heard in Milano. Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily adds, I think they still have a working transmitter in Trezzo d'Adda, that's near Milano, in spite of the fact that they use the Kostin Road site near Sofia, Bulgaria, for their customers. DX Mix News Bulgaria has published an updated schedule for Radio Tirana A06. One of the English transmissions has been retimed. The one to the UK, which had been at 2130 daily except Sundays, is now at 2000 on 7465. Jose Miguel Romero continues his daily monitoring of Libyan clandestine Saud al-Amel, or should we say all the jamming against it, because on occasion he can't hear the station at all, just the jamming. As of April 14th and 15th, he says the Libyans are now employing 6 different signals to block Saud al-Amel, which, as we mentioned, is sometimes using 2 frequencies itself instead of 1 in 17660 to 17685 range. The jammers consist of 2 musical broadcasts, 2 broadcasts of the Voice of Africa, and 2 more of pulsing interference, one of them a new one with a sound like a hacksaw. In fact, this sometimes even interferes not only with Saud al-Amel, but with one of the other jammers, the Voice of Africa programming. As always, this is in the time period 12 to 14 UT. Radio Ghana had been missing from 4915, making another country absent from shortwave, but it is back. Zacharias Liangas in Greece heard it April 16th. 1941 with talks in English and ID at 1947. Ignacio Sotomayor in Spain also heard it a bit earlier, April 13th. At 1942 in vernacular, he measured it on 4914.75. And Chris Greenway, I guess in the UK, told DX Listening Digest, "No one seems to have logged Radio Ghana on shortwave for some months, so I made inquiries with friends at GBC. They said our transmitter for 4915 was off the air for some time because spare parts had to be changed. Got the parts about a week ago, and they have been fixed. At the moment, there is a test transmission, and all will return to normal very soon. Management is even contemplating buying a brand new transmitter and another one to resume our external service." American brokered religious programming in English is again being heard from Equatorial Guinea on 15190. Adan Moore in Paraguay reported to Conexión Digital, hearing it March 27th at 10:17. Also, several other reports have followed. Dave Kenney in the UK heard Radio Africa at 10:11 UT on April 12th, as well as the 14th, starting at 10:00. However, during that first hour, there's co-channel interference from China in English. Manuel Meneth in Spain also heard it in the clear after 10:59 until 11:30. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina reports it as well, April 16th between 10 and 11:30, and Jose Turner in Portugal as early as 08:55 with religious programming. According to Shigenori Aoki's comprehensive shortwave schedule for the season, at 07 to 11 UT Monday through Friday, this is known as Radio Africa 2, and if you hear it on Saturday or Sunday, it's just Radio East Africa between 06 and 16:30. Both of them, however, are 50 kilowatts aimed 164 degrees. There's another transmission on the schedule, but perhaps not on the air, as not reported yet, daily 17 to 23 on the same frequency as Radio Africa. DX Mix News Bulgaria says again on shortwave from April 10th is Radio Mustakbal for Somalia. It's scheduled 06 to 08:15 via Davaya UAE on 15515 in Somali, Monday through Thursday and Saturday, 250 kilowatts, 240 degrees. However, it collides with Radio Australia in English. In DSWCI DX window, Michael Ford in the UK says the 15-minute humanitarian program, Darfur Salam for Sudan, changed and expanded its schedule April 3rd, now for 16 minutes at 0500 on 9735 and 11820, and at 1700 on 15515 and 17585, all confirmed by monitoring with a good to fair signal with clear channels and little or no fading. All the programming is in Arabic. Also concerning Sudan is Radio Nile in Arabic and English via Madagascar. DX Mix News says its A06 schedule is from Saturday through Tuesday at 04 to 0458 on 12060 and new 9905 replacing 15320. I noticed that timeanddate.com says Egypt goes on daylight shifting time of UT plus 3 April 27th. It's the latest start for DST of any country a week after Palestine. However, this does not affect the scheduling in UT of their external service, including English at 23 to midnight 30 to Eastern North America on new 11950, which I still hear on good days. They open with a program summary only giving the times in local Cairo time, starting at 1:02, so I suppose then they will start announcing it starting at 2:02 a.m. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports MARLO, or the Coalition Maritime Forces, with warnings to pirates and terrorists, heard on 6884 at 1923 UT, in English and presumably Somali. Yes, instead of 6844, where previously heard. On April 18th, Andy Lavendel in Italy heard them on 6844 upper sideband from 0330 until suddenly closing at 0340. Voice of Turkey has been suffering interference from Cuba for their English to North America at 0300 on 6140. So now, George Poppen hears from Sedef Somaltin, the frequency manager at TRT, that they are moving to 5975 for that 1 hour at 03, starting April 23rd. DX Mix News Bulgaria says they're also changing another frequency for an English broadcast at 12:30, 15450, replacing 15225. And they give us the A06 schedule for Voice of Tibet, clandestine jammed by China, 10:55 to 13:55 and 14:30 to 15:18, centered on 17550 via Dushanbe, Tajikistan. However, it varies, trying to escape jamming between 17525 and 17570. The other transmissions apparently stay on the same frequency via Madagascar, 17550 at 14 to 14:28 and 15:30 to 15:58. Kenji Takasaki in Japan reports to Hardcore DX that several Japanese DXers have monitored PBS in the Philippines, again on 6169.8 after a very long absence. It seems to relay medium wave 738, DZRB, heard mainly in the evening between 09 and 12 UT. This may be all over by the time you hear it, but on April 18th, Craig Edwards in the Northern Territory was bracing for a hit by Tropical Cyclone Monica, and noting that Radio Australia was once again relaying ABC Far North from Cairns, Queensland, on this schedule, 20 to 06 UT on 11650 and 06 to 20 on 6020. 24 days after the A06 season began, the HFCC listings are finally available, first pointed out by John Babas. It's a zip file, as usual, but it's the public version with hundreds of entries censored. www.hfcc.org/data/index.html. Here's the latest schedule, although subject to change, of DRM broadcasts of WRN via Bulgaria, Saturday and Sunday only, 08 to 14 on 13865, of course including World of Radio at the very beginning of that Saturday at 08. Is anyone listening to us by that method? Then 14 to 18 on 11540, and 18 to 21 on 9310. Because of the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Nevada, April 22nd to 28th, there are a number of special DRM transmissions, so you may be hearing more of those buzzing around the bands. No encouragement from Harry Helms on his Future of Radio blog, who says, DRM on shortwave is clearly a debacle. I'm not sure why international broadcasters continue to pursue this dead end. Maybe it's just a stubborn unwillingness to admit a mistake, even in the face of overwhelming evidence you're wrong. Anyone with half a brain should realize that digital modulation techniques have no place on frequencies subject to regular skywave propagation, period. Standard disclaimer. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued April 18th, solar activity, very low to low, geomagnetic field, quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 April 23rd, 20 and 4 May 2nd, 25 and 5 May 6th, 30 and 5 May 11th and 12th, in between dipping to 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 75 April 21st to 95 April 26th to May 3rd, down to 75 by May 10th. So concludes another World of Radio number 1312. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Glenn Hauser.